はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようガボローネ、ヨシです。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson number 6. As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Yoshi-san, us again.
ちょっと寂しいですね。
Yeah, but our luck will change as one of the lovely ladies will be along shortly. In the meantime, apologies, you'll have to put up with Yoshi and me as we explain to you what today's lesson is going to be about. Yoshi-san, what are we talking about today?
Luminarie.
And this is associated with which city?
神戸ですね。
Now we'll have a detailed explanation about this later in the lesson. For now, we just wanted to give you the topic we're talking about, and that is Kobe Luminare Festival. So we'll be talking about this topic, plus some grammar points and some phrases. Now for those of you new to JapanesePod101.com, this is the lower intermediate level. The goal is to bridge that gap between our beginner lessons and intermediate lessons. Now if this level is too high for you, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have many different levels of lessons.We have levels from newbie all the way to intermediate. So there is definitely something for everybody. Okay, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
Last週末神戸行ってきました。神戸ですか？そうですよ。神戸ルミナリエって聞いたことありますか？見てきましたか？見てきましたよ。いいな。どうでしたか？
最高でした。何よりも夜の街の雰囲気は一番良かったです。道のライトがキラキラ光っていて、おしゃれな人が多くて、まるで映画のようでした。夜の街は寒いけど、でも温めてくれる人がいたから。
先週末彼女と銀座行ってきましたが、雰囲気はちょっと違いますね。彼女はとても不満でした。私も彼女を神戸に連れて行った方がいいですね。
そうですね。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。先週末、神戸へ行ってきました。
神戸ですか？
そうですよ。神戸ルミナリエって聞いたことありますか？
え？見てきましたか？
見てきましたよ。
いいな。え？どうでしたか？
最高でした。何よりも夜の街の雰囲気は一番良かったです。道のライトがキラキラ光っていて、おしゃれな人が多くて、まるで映画のようでした。夜の街は寒いけど、でも温めてくれる人がいたから。
先週末彼女と銀座へ行ってきましたが、雰囲気はちょっと違いますね。彼女はとても不満でした。私も彼女を神戸に連れて行った方がいいですね。
そうですね。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。先週末神戸へ行ってきました。
I went to Kobe last weekend.
神戸ですか？
Kobe?
そうですよ。神戸ルミナリエって聞いたことありますか？
That's right. Have you heard of the Kobe Luminary?
見てきましたか？
What? You saw it?
見てきましたよ。
Yes, I did.
いいな。どうでしたか？
You're so lucky. How was it?
最高でした。何よりも夜の街の雰囲気は一番良かったです。道のライトがキラキラ光っていて、おしゃれな人が多くて。
It was superb. Above all, the night atmosphere in Kobe was the best. The street lights were glittering, and there were so many stylishly dressed people.
まるで映画のようでした。夜の街は寒いけど、でも温めてくれる人がいたから。
It was just like a movie. It was cold at night, but there was someone to keep me warm.
先週末彼女と銀座へ行ってきましたが、雰囲気はちょっと違いますね。
Well, last weekend I went to Ginza with my girlfriend, but the atmosphere was somewhat different.
彼女はとても不満でした。私も彼女を神戸に連れて行った方がいいですね。
She was not happy. I should also take her to Kobe, shouldn't I?
そうですね。
Yes, you should. 夏子さん、この会話はどうでしたか？
いいですね、ロマンチックで。
いいですね。ヨシさんは？
私も行ってみたいですね。
誰と？
リズさんと行きたいですね。
Oh, congratulations, Liz-san. You've just won an all-expense-paid trip to Kobe with Yoshi-san.
すごい。For Christmas.
Yeah, 2010. Or maybe later.
If she was behaving this year, maybe.
From Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yoshi Claus. All right. 夏子さん、助けてください。
無理です。
Why don't we move on to vocabulary? How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think sounds really good to you and probably half of our listeners, maybe more. Maybe everyone except for Liz-san. Okay, enough. Deep breaths. First word, Yoshi-san, お願いします。
Kobe.
The city of Kobe.
Kobe.Kobe.
Now, the pronunciation here, there's a long vowel in there. When we say it in English, most people just say Kobe, a very short vowel, but it's really Kobe, a long O vowel in there. And it's renowned for the Kobe beef. Anything else renowned for? What's it renowned for in Japan?
And it's a very beautiful town with lots of slopes. It's a hilly place, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, I think surrounded by the hills.
Yes.
And the architecture is very, very unique.
Yes, because it's one of the places in Japan where Western people first settled in.
Yeah, so there's a mix of Japanese and Western. Very, very interesting. And probably more than anything, everybody is dressed so nice.
Right.
I think they're really like a fashion police or something because, I mean, in Tokyo, people are dressed nice.But when you come back from Kobe, you kind of realize they're not dressed that nice.
Really? You like that way better?
I mean, Kobe. Well, maybe we'll have someone go down there and do a special report on the fashion of Kobe, but really, really nice. All right. With that said, there's something else Kobe is known for. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
Kobe Luminarie.
Kobe Luminary Festival.
Kobe Luminarie.Luminarie, Kobe Luminarie.
Now, Natsuko-san, can you tell us about this event?
I've never been there, but I see lots of photos and some news coverage. It's a really beautiful illumination, isn't it?
Really beautiful. So beautiful that over 5 million people each year go to see it.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Good luck getting a hotel room.They said during this season, as I said in a previous podcast, 100% occupancy of the hotels. Yoshi-san, 100%.
It's amazing.
Yeah, nobody has 100%. It's never 100%. But yeah, apparently here during the busy season, it is packed. Now let's tell you a little bit about this event. Now this event started back in 1995, the same year of the Hanshin...Awaji earthquake, which struck on January 17th.
Oh, yes. That was horrible.
Really terrible earthquake. Did a lot of damage to Kobe. I believe over 7,000 people lost their lives?
Yeah, about that.
About maybe under it, maybe 6,000, in between there. So it was a devastating event. A lot of the infrastructure of the city was damaged. So the same year, 1995, this actually started as an eventas a memorial for the people lost and all the damage that was done because of that earthquake. So it started out as a memorial, but so many people turned out that they kept putting on each year, and the number of people that came to see it kept growing. It evolved into this tourist magnet, and each year, as we said, around 5 million people attend this event. Now, it was actually started in Tokyo, but to recover, to help the city of Kobe recover. They actually moved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I until this morning. yes, that's apparently what happened. Now, Tokyo also had something, right?
Yes.
What was that, Natsuko-san?
Tokyo Millenario.
Now, this was held up until last year, right?
Right.
2005 to 2006. So, last year. The end of last year to the beginning of this year. Now, this year, 2006 to 7, I haven't found anything on the net about it.
I think the event is already over.
Yeah, but it's kind of strange. They held it for a few years, about 7 years in a row.
Yes, but I heard that last year's was the last event. It was the final.
It seemed like a very big tourist attraction. But anyway, so these are two... Well, this is one very popular tourist attraction at this time of year. So if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we'll have more information about Kobe Illumination. Kobe Luminaire. Now, which by the way is not an English word. This was taken from Italian. So the Japanese do have the rare occasion when they take words, foreign words from different languages. But in most cases, the root language is English. Okay, on to the next word.
Kira kira.
Twinkle.
Kira kira. Kira kira.
Now this is an onomatopoeia. Now this one represents the action of the shining. So a close English translation would be twinkle. Now it's usually used in combination with the verb, Yoshi-san?
Kagayaku.
Now, this is also to twinkle, to shine. Can you give us an example sentence? There's one that I used to use about girls' eyes and twinkling.
Hoshi ga kirakira to kagayaiteiru.
That wasn't it, but yeah. The stars are sparkling bright. Sparkle, twinkle, to shine. So it's that sparkly, twinkly action.
Peter-san, もう一つお願いします。
Yoshi-san, help me out. Yoshi-san, help me out.
Peter-san, もう一つ例文をお願いします。
Yoshi-san, お願いします。
As you used to say it, how about to Natsuko-san?
Natsuko-san, would you like to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Natsuko-san, Natsuko-san の目は眩しいほどキラキラ輝いている。
ああ、それは誰に言ったんですか、Peter-san?
How many...
数えきれないですね。too many. But yeah, the success rate is quite low. What do you get when you divide by zero? Pretty low. All right, this is, we're marching right along here. Yeah, I don't know, something about the air in the studio today, but yeah, we're having fun. I hope you're having fun. And please try out that line on your teacher or... When you get a bad grade, it works quite well. Sensei, Natsuko-san, did it work for you?
I'm not sure about that.
Yoshi-san, did it work for you?
Of course.
All right. Nice. I think you're the first person it worked on. So,
even though it was for Natsuko-san, yeah. It worked for me.
It has that effect. Not straightforward. Anybody around you, anybody within listening this. Okay. Next one. お願いします。
雰囲気。
Atmosphere.
雰囲気。雰囲気。
Atmosphere. Yoshi-san, 例文お願いします。
そのお店はアットホームな雰囲気だった。
That store has a very relaxed atmosphere. That store has a very feel at home atmosphere. Natsuko-san, can we get one more example?
そのレストランは夜景がきれいで、とても雰囲気が良かった。
That restaurant has a beautiful night view and a very nice atmosphere. Next we have
何よりも
More than anything
何より も, 何よりも
Now this too reminds me of another pickup line. Alright, anyway.
What's happening today?
Too late, Peter. You have to give it to us.
No, Yoshi, it's your turn, won't you? You have the gem box. Open up that box. Share a bit.
I've never said anything in Japanese.
Natsuko's right here, Natsuko-san. Okay, let's just get the...
I'm kind of lost.
Let's just get the example sentence.
これは私にとって何よりも大切なものです。
For me, there is nothing more important than this. But what's this is the question. Next we have...
おしゃれ。
Smart dresser. Stylish.
おしゃれ。おしゃれ。
Now, this can be used as a na adjective, as was the case in today's dialogue. Natsuko-san, what do we have?
おしゃれな人。
A smart dressed person. A well-dressed person. In Kobe, there are a lot of people like this. In today's dialogue, we used it as a na adjective, but it can also be used a different way. Natsuko-san?
おしゃれする。
And what about if we wanted to say, Yoshi-san is stylish? How would we say, Yoshi-san is stylish? Yoshi-san has on some fine threads.
Yoshi-san はおしゃれですね。
Next we have,
まるで。
As if.
まるで。まるで。
Now this is often paired with Yoda. As if. Looks as if. So, marude, something something, Yoda. In the dialogue, what do we have, Yoshi-san?
Marude, 映画のようでした。
It was like a movie. Can we have an example sentence, Yoshi-san?
その光景はまるで夢のようだった。
That sight was like a dream. That scene was like a dream. Next.
銀座
Place in Tokyo.
銀座銀座
Okay, we spent a lot of time on vocabulary and time is winding down. We only have time to cover a few things in here. So, what I'd like to take a look at first is, Natsuko-san.
温めてくれる人
Someone, a person to keep me warm. Now, notice again in English when we explain, the explanation of that person comes after. In Japanese, it precedes the noun. So here we have 温めて To warm. Kureru. To receive. To receive being warmed. Person is the literal translation. But here we translate it as someone to keep me warm. And yes, on a cold night, you need one of those. Okay. Next point we want to take a look at is
行ってきました。
We also had
見てきました。
Now, this means when we attach kuru to the te form of another verb, it means to go, to do that thing and come back. 行ってきました。 I went and came back. 見てきました。 I saw and came back. This is the past tense. Now, if this was the non-past tense, it would mean, I will go, do that, and come back. 行ってきます。 I'll go and come back. 見てきます。 I'll look and come back. Okay?More about this inside the PDF. We're going to have a nice write-up, plus lots of more PDF promises inside the PDF. All right. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。
先週末、神戸へ行ってきました。
神戸ですか？
そうですよ。神戸ルミナリエって聞いたことありますか？
見てきましたか？
見てきましたよ。
いいなぁ。どうでしたか？
最高でした。何よりも夜の街の雰囲気は一番良かったです。道のライトがキラキラ光っていて、おしゃれな人が多くて、まるで映画のようでした。夜の街は寒いけど、でも温めてくれる人がいたから。
先週末彼女と銀座へ行ってきましたが、雰囲気はちょっと違いますね。彼女はとても不満でした。私も彼女を神戸に連れて行った方がいいですね。
そうですね。